This is from the book of Charlie, and this is the end of the chapter where Charlie is attempting to return to Kansas City after going to California with his friends. At several points along the way, Charlie and Ed found themselves in camps with men who lived on the rails. The boys didn't like the way they were eyed up and down. "I had a wristwatch," Charlie recalled. "The first time we stopped at a hobo camp, one of the guys said, 'Sonny, you better take that off. Somebody will kill you for it.' After that, I carried my wristwatch on my ankle." Charlie recounted this entire California odyssey several times during my visits across the street. After a couple tellings, I realized that he never mentioned fear. I began to picture the menace of the train yards, the heedless tonnage of the moving cars with their amputating wheels. I imagined the deadly desert heat, the cramping fingers clutching the cow catcher. I pictured men who would cut a boy's throat for a wristwatch. Why wasn't Charlie afraid? I came to believe that, of course, he was scared, but how else was he going to get home? There's a wonderful exchange in George R. R. Martin's epic Game of Thrones TV series. Bran asks his father, "Can a man still be brave if he's afraid?" His father replies, "That is the only time a man can be brave." And Charlie understood that telling stories of bravery makes bravery easier. Our stories can be told in major or minor keys. We can dwell on defeat or on determination. We can stress setbacks or successes. Charlie insisted on the joyful version of his life, and I believe it made him a happier person. Always the story ended with the same parting image. The boys were riding a flat car belonging to the Missouri Pacific Railroad, the line that would finally take them home, and they were the only passengers. "I remember coming through the Colorado Rockies," said Charlie, "and I remember Ed and I lying there as we went through the Royal Gorge." A 10-mile canyon of breathtaking cliffs and chasms, carved over trackless time by the Arkansas River. The gorge narrows the sky to an azure ribbon and wraps the river in walls of rock. The boys must have known that beyond that scene their journey would have its drab denouement and scrub and prairie and leading to a place that would never be quite the same, home. For that glorious moment, they were brother knights of a splendid kingdom. "Well, now, what could be more luxurious?" said Charlie to Ed, or Ed to Charlie. "We have a car all to ourselves." On their backs, they took in the narrow sky as the train made gentle curves along the riverbank. Cotton ball clouds floated from one canyon rim to the other. Across nearly a century, Charlie could see it all in his mind's eye, undimmed. And I remember saying, "Boy, this is the life." Again, this is from The Book of Charlie by David Von Drehl. Comes out May 2023 from Simon & Schuster. Thank you for listening.